Inconsistent.
All right, winter's over.
Isn't it? I thought it was next month, the end of this month.
I mean, practically it's over. It's not going to, hopefully it don't snow again.
According to the weather, not yesterday.
It snowed yesterday for like a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because when I was coming back, I looked at the weather. I was like, snow? What's going on?
Your job must have been like, get back here now.
When I left, I was leaving and it said 60 degrees. I was like, oh, I'm leaving right when it's getting warm. And then I come back, it starts snowing again.
Bro, and it was 70.
Yeah.
It was 70 or something like that, Tuesday or something.
And then I saw that they still got icebergs out there still. In 7 degree weather, we still got the icebergs.
Mountains. The mountain ones, though. Yeah. They're holding on tight.
They're covered in disgustingness, which prevents the sun from reaching it.
Imagine they find a body in one of them.
Oh, man, that would suck.
Yeah, that would suck.
When we melt the snow, sometimes they find animals.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like rats and cats. Mostly it's just rats and cats.
I'm good with either of them not surviving.
No, cats are good. They should be more wild cats out there.
Nah, bro. Not when you're stepping on cat poop. And their poop is like extra pungent for some reason.
I never really...
Maybe because they're eating the rats.
I'm used to stepping on dog poop, if anything. Because people don't clean up the dog poop. When it snows, they decide... we all agree we don't got to pick up the dog poop, right? The snow's going to cover and it's going to disappear.
I thought that was rat poop. And I'm like, why would it be rat poop?
Where?
I thought all that poop that they uncovered when the snow melted was rat poop.
No, it's freaking...
That's
rat poop is solid, pretty big. But I mean, you know, not as big as cat poop or dog poop. Yeah. Anyway, so the winter season came. Kept us busy for a while.
Us? You?
Yeah. So, but now we're here.
We're back.
The sun's out.
We were hibernating. There you go.
Hibernation's over, baby.
The sun is out.
We were on winter recess. And now we're back.
Isn't that happening right now, this week?
I don't know. Oh, I think so. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, winter recess. So how was your vacation?
It was good.
Yeah.
I recommend everybody take a vacation.
I can't wait.
It's been a long time since I just went with my wife alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just like relaxing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 13 days out. I'm out of here.
So when we go on vacation, we used to bring in the kids with us, right? And then we went to a resort that splits it, you know, kids on one, you know, families on one side, adults on the other, right? And then, you know, there's like a dividing line, and then there's like signs. It says adults only.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So we spend most of our time on the adults only side, but every once in a while, we go to the family because they have like different kind of restaurants.
Right. You did the resort, obviously.
Yeah.
So I did that too.
When we go to that side, immediately I'm like, it's louder, it's overwhelming. There's a lot of people, a lot of activity, and we go to the adult side. It's nice and quiet. Everybody's chilling, relaxed, no loudness.
Right.
It's very mad chill. Yeah.
Mad chill.
And I was like, yeah, this is.
When I went to Cancun, we all booked the family side, and then but when we went to check in, the person that was checking us in noticed that me and a few cousins were just us. Like, I had a hotel room for myself. They were like, do you guys want to upgrade to the adult side? I was like, yeah. So they wanted to keep, like, the adults to that side. So three of us had our own rooms on that side. So the family would go over there and we would go over here. It was dope.
That's funny because it was when we were checking out, there was a family checking in. And I guess it was, like, an uncle and then his sister with his daughter and then, like, the mom or something. And, When the man, whoever was checking, was like, all right, so you brought a child with you. So where? He's like, they bought a child. I'm by myself.
Right.
I can go over there. It's just so funny. It's like, they did, not me. I'm going on that side.
Oh, man. And my room had two jacuzzis, one in the balcony and one in the middle of the room. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm inviting everybody over. That's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen.
It was fun, man. All-inclusive resort is like it's basically a cruise ship. That's all it is. When I got there, I was like, this is a cruise ship. This is exactly what it's like on a cruise
ship. That's interesting you say that, because I've never done a cruise ship, and now I feel like I know what a cruise ship feels like.
No, because you pay one price, and then everything's free.
Everything's in there.
You know, and then obviously they have like premium stuff, like if you want special whatever. Cigars or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta pay for
that's
it.
Funny.
But for the most part, everything's free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
And how many days did you do?
We only did 4 days.
Okay. We did it. It was a destination wedding, and it was 7 days. On the seventh day, you know how the morning area, there's one common area for the morning stuff? Yeah. I don't know if it was like that, but over here, it was like, instead of multiple restaurants being open, they had like a big...
like a buffet sort of.
Type of, yeah, exactly. So, yo, we were all like this. Yeah, waiting to leave.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much.
It's funny, yeah. Because we were talking about that. On the fourth day, we went... our flights were later on. We did it on purpose that we could like go to the beach one last time. And we're laying there and we're just like, yeah, this is it. This time's up. This is perfect amount of time. Four days is perfect amount of time.
So I messed up. I booked my flight on Cyber Monday and paid 30-40% off, whatever it was. And I don't know what. Maybe because I haven't gone on a vacation in a little minute. And whatever. I went 13 days. Bro, wildin'.
Wow.
So they
must have knew you.
They did.
Like, oh, this guy's still here?
So the airline was like, oh, we messed up on your flight. You got to change it. So then let me pick either 1 day extra, 2 days extra, or 1 day less, or 2 days less. I went 2 days less. Now I'm only there 9 days, and I'm still thinking that's way too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm breaking it up between one city and another city, so it'll be 4 days here and 3 days over there.
There's a guy in my job.
Whatever the math is.
We were talking about like vacation, like what? I like to spread my vacations throughout the year, so every like 2 months, 2.5 months, I got a week off. This guy put 5.5 weeks together in one slot. And just like 5.5 solid. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go away to Florida with my wife. We're going to go chill. And everybody was like, that's a long time. He's like, no, I got my parents over there. I was like, good luck. 5.5 weeks with your parents staying.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to do, yeah. I mean, yeah.
But also then you got the whole year. You're not going on, you know, you don't have time off.
You think that rich people have the same mentality when it comes to time off?
Yeah. And they get bored because they get everything, right?
Right.
And they're just so used to it. And then they just start eating babies. That's what happens.
Right, to live longer.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
So why you went bad Spanish? Why?
So they get bored. They get everything. So what we dream.
But
we
don't want, they get everything while they're regular life? Like their 9-to-5 is not our 9-to-5.
No. If they're rich, I mean, depends what kind of rich they are. If they're working rich, then they still got to work.
Right, okay.
But yeah, if they're just rich, like let's regular. Say Kim Kardashian, she doesn't have a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what is she? So vacation for her shorter?
She's just vacation. Her life is vacation.
Right.
So she gets bored. You know what I'm saying? So what they do, they go to freaking pizza places and they eat babies. They just get bored of life. They're like, I haven't ate a baby. Every other animal, everything in the world, what else can I eat? I'll try it, baby. Damn. And then they went up on Epstein's Island.
And that's how we got here.
Yeah, that's how we're here.
So, all right, let's get into it. Ready? Let's do what we got. First topic.
Epstein Island.
Right to it?
Epstein, yeah. Were you guys something else before that?
No, I don't, but might as well go.
So the Epstein files came out, and the most amazing thing about the files, at least from my perspective, is that there's nothing really there. It feels like what are they really doing? What's happening?
Okay.
Everything I've read so far is just like, oh, he said he did this.
And he went with
or somebody said, I saw it. Right. But then it's like, you know, the person, we don't know who the person is. And you know how many people I met out there in the world that said that they're Jesus? And do I believe them? Because they said it?
Every of course single I don't, one of them.
Of course I don't believe it. Right? So we're just going to believe, oh, he wrote it in an email though, so it got to be true. I don't know who these people are.
Okay.
There's no solid. Show me a baby body. Where they're keeping these skeletons. Right? You got the islands. You
I would imagine you would need to eat the bones too. The marrow. That's where all juices is. Know,
unless you're grinding the bones in the powder. And
yeah. There's still gonna that's be a milkshake.
There's still something left over.
Teeth.
Maybe. Unless you what? Unless you do something with teeth. You grind the teeth.
Can you grind the teeth?
You could grind everything, I guess, technically.
But the
point is, the only people, I mean, again, they're just saying this is what happened. Oh my God, I saw this. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, show me. I need proof. The same thing, like we talked about the aliens. I saw an alien. I spoke to them. Oh wow, that's crazy. But where is it?
Where's the alien?
Yeah, I'm gonna believe you because you said it. I don't even know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Are you saying this to be on TV? think about it. The people that are saying things that are actually, you know, on camera. Oh, yeah, he did this, he did that. Are they doing it because they're getting paid to be on TV? And they're like, oh, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to make mad money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Epstein thing, it's like... It's funny because, right, the Prince Andrews,
yeah,
right, he got charged with something, right? He didn't get convicted of anything, right? That's still an ongoing process.
I don't know, but in the UK, they charge you for saying bad words on the internet, so I wouldn't trust, you know, they'll just throw anybody in jail over there.
Oh, he's probably done then.
It's North Korea over there.
So the fact that they're holding somebody accountable on that side, and what was the crime? Leaking sensitive information. Nothing to do with kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't do anything with kids. I'm just saying we don't know.
But that's the assumption. Yeah. The assumption is that this guy was a predator and everyone's touching kids. All right, so...
Well, some of the girls that did came out said, hey, I was one of those kids. Okay. I was underage. And it's, but the thing is, it's like they were five. They were like 16, 17. They're like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they're babies. They're people that, you know, if you go to the club and they'll show you a fake ID, you're like, oh, okay, she's 21.
In New York, I know that there was a law that you could sue, right, or charge someone with being... abused from mad years ago, yeah. And I don't know if that expired, but that's not the case in every state.
No,
so that's why these people who are victims can't file a criminal case against.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't it that there's a criminal case, or maybe there is a civil case, but why isn't there something against these accuser? Or was it just Epstein? And then you have Bill Clinton. You saw that?
Yeah, when he was reminiscing over the photos. You seen that?
Yo, I did.
He
you
was like, yeah, I remember that.
You saw that? Let me see. Did you picture Bill as a drag? Or was that AI?
That was AI.
That was, right?
Yeah.
So good, right? Yeah. Yeah, why aren't the victims? Is it because it's the state that they're filing from? But isn't a federal thing and the federal has a statute of limitations? Yeah, but at the end of the
day, if you got to go to court, you got to prove it. And what you say doesn't mean that it has, doesn't mean everybody has to believe you. Doesn't mean it has to be true. You got to show some kind of proof.
Not for Karen, what is it? Gerald
Ford?
No, Trump's, Irene Fitzgerald, what's her name? Jesus Christ. Yeah. The lady that won the civil lawsuit against Trump for rape.
That's
E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah, remember, we're talking about somebody that has it out for Trump.
No, but if she's able to do it based on word of mouth.
The judge has it out for Trump.
Oh, the judge.
So he's like, oh, you said anything? I believe you.
Achoo? Got you.
Got you. Yeah, okay. Well, he made you sneeze? He's going to have to pay for this. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
The same thing with the freaking 43. What is
will
it?
Will the Epstein burger. Will the nothing burger. That's what I meant to say. I'm thinking it's a nothing burger. Do you think that it'll die off?
It won't die off. Because you still got conspiracy theorists that are believe it.
The flat earthers.
Yeah, they believe anything you tell them. Yeah. So they're gonna roll with it no matter what.
But it gets boring, doesn't it?
For us, it gets boring. If there's no proof, it's like, what are we talking about right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If there was proof, something I could grab onto, like, oh, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But there's not real proof. That's just emails. And when they say, oh, they released half of, you know, 25 million files, whatever.
3 million
it
documents.
It doesn't mean those documents are from Epstein. It's an FBI agent looking at one file,
right,
writing down what he thought about it, and now all of a sudden now we have two files.
And that file might just be a receipt, you know, to freaking, exactly, you know,
PizzaGate. And then they're like, okay, we have video, surveillance video. How much, you know, if you have a Ring camera that has, you know, 30,000 hours of video, right, how much is it is nothing?
Right.
99.9% of it is just nothing. Just people walking across the street, cars driving, nothing.
Yeah. Your security camera at home, that has a whole lot of nothing until you get home. On a daily basis.
So when it says, oh, we have so much security footage, people are like, oh my God, there must be millions of hours of them just doing crazy shit.
You know when a kid is like misbehaving, or he's acting out, like you know, you just don't pay attention. And he just stops doing whatever he's doing, whatever that thing he's doing. He's saying a word that's like, I wish he would stop saying that. All right, bitch, whatever it is. You just don't feed it energy.
You just ignore it.
You just ignore it. Yeah, so
she stops.
That's what it's going to take for this Epstein stuff.
Yeah, but it won't.
Because
they've made connections of Epstein, right? Epstein knows Bill Clinton, right?
Definitely.
Established. Who does Bill Clinton know?
Who?
Who does Bill Clinton know?
A lot of people.
A lot of people. Bill Clinton, okay, Bill Clinton knows Obama. Right?
Guilty.
Guilty. So now Obama's guilty because there's a connection.
The association.
There's an association. And then Obama knows his daughters. And his daughters go to Harvard. So now Harvard's associated with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, but when his wife was like, I don't know this bitch. What's her name?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton said to about...
She probably didn't...
What's her name? Hillary, oh, my God. Hillary no, Clinton? Not Hillary, but the person that went to her daughter's wedding.
I have no idea. Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm just dodging these names. I'm just guessing, too.
I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about.
You're doing a great job. I didn't know she was there. She was a plus one.
Yeah, that, I mean, that happens all the time. How many people have a wedding, a baby shower, and your third cousin brings her boyfriend? And you meet him one time. Hey, what's up? All right. And then you take a picture with your family. The boyfriend's in the right corner. And we don't know who he is.
Okay, I hear you. But here's my thing, right? Let's say you and I are married. We are, actually. But it's in another dimension. But let's say you and I are married. And we're hearing that this thing is going on. These Epstein files are going on. You know, we're high profile. You don't think you Bill and her sat down and was like, damn, did we ever have these people? And they didn't have that conversation?
Yeah, and, but what they're going to say, what do you even do about that? Even if you did.
What you don't do is you don't on camera say, I never met the bitch.
Maybe she didn't.
And then it turns out, yes, you did. She was at your daughter's wedding.
But maybe she went to the wedding, but I never really talked to her. We introduced her. Yeah, I don't know. She's such a nothing. I don't remember her at all.
She's such a nothing.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see a picture like, oh, snap. I didn't know her boyfriend was at the wedding.
And what's the likelihood that's true, being how much her husband spent time with Jeffrey?
Well, she doesn't know everything her husband did until it was on the news. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
There's a lot of things he did that she didn't know about. That's probably why she was so mad about the thing. She's like, I can't believe you're bringing this back up. I already got over this with my husband. We talked about this so many years ago.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Maybe she, you know, during the whole Monica Lewinsky, she was like, Monica, you got to tell me everything.
Yeah, yeah. They
He's like, all right, I got a friend that would just bring me.
So you always like giving people the benefit of the doubt? Is that what we're doing here?
I just need proof.
Yeah, how would you get that? Is there proof?
Yeah, the only proof we could really get is 4 or 5 people corroborating, saying, yeah, I definitely saw this happen.
Yeah.
But if a random stranger says it, it's just like, well, I'm not going to believe a random stranger. I need a group of people to be like, yeah, we were together.
Do you think that Trump gets served to, what is that the committee is called?
He's going to have to, I think.
When he leaves office.
Probably, yeah, he's going to have
to. But not during.
But because he has pictures that I've seen.
Right.
So they're like, you definitely knew the guy. So
because they said they're going to go after both. The deposition. They're going to go after anybody and put them on the.
Yeah, I mean, he should. He should go up there and be like, yeah, I knew the guy. I knew he made some money. So, of course, money meets money. This is how we do business in this world. And then I found out he was a creep. So I thought, kicked him out my freaking, you know,
golf course.
Resort. That's it. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. He's a creep.
And
we can have two creeps together. You know, I'm creeping myself out here.
Yeah. I'm creeping myself out here.
You didn't hear what I did in the freaking Miss America pageants? I was looking in the locker rooms or whatever. The dressing rooms.
They erected a statue of Trump in the Titanic position with a child in front of him at one of the museums.
But that's the conspiracy theory. Like, people don't want to say it's a conspiracy theory because they feel like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
There's no proof Trump was involved in any of this.
Yeah.
You heard it from someone else and you believed it.
Also, Bill, there's no proof that he was involved in that. Anyway.
The only proof that we have is that he was on the flights.
That's it. But so was Trump, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if Trump was actually on the flight. Oh, maybe he was.
Yeah, he was on the log. We covered that.
But then is it that he went to the island?
Or he went to Las Vegas to go gamble.
Or he was like, he called Jeffrey. Oh, instead of me booking my own flight, you're, you know, hook me up with your guy. He's cheaper.
Or you're going that way? Oh, let's carpool. Yeah. Or airplane pool, whatever.
Oh, what's your plan? That's in New York? Yo, can I take it to Vegas?
And that could be the same thing with Bill Clinton. But did Bill Clinton say he was on the island?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. There's some funny business that goes on there, for sure. Because again, like we said before, you're rich. You get everything you want. Eventually you get sick of it. Like, all right, what's the weirdest thing I could do now? I'm bored. You know?
Oof.
And then Jeffrey's like, I got some weird shit you can do. My man. Hook me up, bro. I need something different in my life.
Oh, shoot.
You know? I need, all right, I'm saying, just with the UFOs, I need to see the body. Yeah. Show me something. Otherwise, we're just talking here.
And this has been going off since what, 2019?
The Jeffrey Epstein thing?
The Jeffrey thing.
I don't know.
When they got him, when they charged him, when they locked him up.
Yeah.
I want to go from since then. Since then, this has been going on since that point. 2019, what are we talking about? 8 years, 7 years?
Yeah. And everybody's like, we knew he was a creep before that. And it's just like, how many famous people, okay, like Chris Brown, he hit Rihanna. From that point forward, how many people interact with Chris Brown?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then what you can always say is like, oh, you hang out with a woman beater?
Right.
And they're like, bro, that shit was so long ago. Like, he's a different person now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? He's changed. He's, you know, he's regretted it. You know?
So you don't hang out with people because they made a mistake.
Yeah. And then in the same breath, they'll be like, oh, we shouldn't lock people up in prisons forever. Yo, we should rehabilitate them. They should be, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then when it comes to real things, they don't want to.
Right, because who's perfect, right?
Exactly.
Who's perfect? Right, but...
And you know, it's given the benefit of the doubt because there's no proof. Like, I need to see the freaking... Give it to me.
Right, and that word, what is it called when you're biased?
Yeah.
You're biased because you don't like the guy.
Yeah.
Whether it's Bill,
you don't like Trump. You don't like Trump, so
whether it's
anybody associated with Trump is a bad guy.
Right, yeah. Right. So that bias is your filter to, he gotta be a rapist, he gotta be a killer, he gotta be this, he gotta be that.
Again, because you took a picture with Jeffrey one time, that means you're involved in everything he did.
Do we know who the women are accusing of wrongdoing?
Yeah, there's a few of them out there.
That are saying that who did what?
That they went to the island and they messed with people.
But did they name?
They're not allowed to say it right now. I think there's like a gag, because what it comes down to this: if the statute of limitation is over, right? Anything you say now after this is defamation.
Right.
Now I could sue you.
Maybe it's also the fact that, let's say, one of the victims names a high profile person. And that leaks out and people are like, oh, look at that. It was freaking, you know, Krusty the Clown, you know. And now Krusty.
He panics.
How could he, if he ends up, he panics.
He's like, it was him too. And him.
No, but if it goes to court, how do you find an impartial jury? Because
everybody heard of this.
Right? Everyone heard of this and already associated him with him. He's guilty in the eye of public opinion type. So maybe that's another reason why they're not mentioning names. Because to me, it's all like, okay, you're mentioning all these files. You're mentioning all these victims, but why haven't the victims filed a case? Why isn't there a case in court going on right now with people being charged with a crime? Not even civilly, I believe. Yeah. You know, they're not even civil lawsuits. Don't quote me, but to me, it just seems like a whole bunch of noise and no action. Like you're saying, there's no proof. Maybe that's why there's no action.
Yeah. And also, there's like, okay, if you went to the island, let's just say you did actually physically go to the island. And to you, you looked around, like, this is a beautiful place. Just want to spend a day here at the beach, swim. You got beautiful coral reefs. I want to go snorkeling. You know what I'm saying? Then the next morning you fly out. You know? And maybe Jeffrey didn't put you on because he's like, this guy's a snitch. I'm not going to put him on.
Takashi.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, whatever.
He's never going back.
So you went to the island, you enjoyed yourself, and then when you got back to wherever you came from, you're like, I heard his island was crazy, but it was nice. And then 10 years later, they're like, you went to the island. You're on the flight logs, you went there, you spent a night there. You didn't do nothing? And you're like, I swear. You see what I'm saying? How easily it could be that some innocent person could get caught up in some bullcrap because they didn't do anything. But that's only because we're assuming things.
Yeah.
If we have proof, that's one thing. We don't have no proof, so we can't put people that are guilty, that there's no proof that they did anything.
So, what was it? Bill Gates apologized that he was that he had a relationship with Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Not that he did anything.
And supposedly, I believe that he said he did cheat on his wife on the island.
Yes.
But I don't know if he said with younger women.
No, it was, I did have an affair.
I did have an affair. And again, well, I mean, that's a no-no. A bow. But doesn't mean you broke the law. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
You did God. A Monica Lewinsky. Oops, sorry. Me and my wife are divorced now, so water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge, yeah.
I got the next chick. I'm rich.
Right. I'm bored.
I don't want to be married, if anything. I'm rich. I'm fine.
Yeah, word. I wouldn't want
In fact, to I want my own island. I want to make my own laws there, too, so you guys can't come after me. Sovereign state.
Sovereign state.
That's interesting.
No extradition.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. If you have your own, can you make your own laws? And
do Apparently not, because Jeffrey would have been alive and still over there.
No, but I believe his island was in the Virgin Islands. And that's still American territory.
He messed up.
Yeah.
He was renting.
He was renting on America. So they're like, our laws don't apply to you. So.
Right, damn.
Because if that's the case, people that married, you know, whatever, Muhammad, the freaking prophet of Islam, would have been in jail.
In jail, right.
You know what I'm saying? If you would have came to America, they'd be like, you're going to jail, buddy. And your country is legal, but over here it's not.
So. And I feel like the files come up conveniently when something pops off, right?
The distractions, bro. Right. It's a distraction. And then you know what's funny? Like, other things happen in the world, like the war, let's say, in Iran.
Nothing big.
People right away be like, well, that's a distraction from the Epstein files.
You mean a whole war?
Yeah.
Is a distraction from the Epstein files.
And also, we've seen the files.
Right. It's already out.
Yeah. We talked. Nobody's shutting anybody up.
Yeah. We would like for you to shut up.
If it wasn't in the news at all,
then
it'd be suspicious of what's going on. Whoa. But it's in the news.
And even if it isn't in the news, all you people out there, the conspiracy theorists, make sure that it's still in the ether floating around with a new post.
But now...
And then you have the trolls, you know, they're
you gotta feed them.
God bless you, trolls, with your creation content. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say that it's not to say that there's not some sort of
wrongdoing. Right.
Like Jeffrey Epstein, you know, he has
It's not to say that there's nothing there.
He has a conviction of being with underage women. Like, it doesn't mean underage girls. It doesn't mean that he's like, I'm gonna keep doing this. But this time, instead of doing it in
my island.
Not an island. He did it in the Poconos. I think it was the Poconos. I want to say Poconos, but I think it's not.
I don't know.
Somewhere. He did it. He's like, instead of doing that, I'll do it on an island separate.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, okay.
And then maybe did have a little thing where guys will come over. I mean, how many... I've met people that are like... In fact, there was a guy in my job. He met a girl in a bar. They were drinking. He took her home, whatever. Found out later on, because the cops showed up, that she was underage. And he was like, we're in a bar, and she was there before me. She was getting drunk.
Lock up the bartender.
Lock up the bartender. Like, yo, what the hell? And then, you know, she had a fake ID. He's like, how is that my fault? Right? Anyway, the point
is, you gotta ID them now, guys.
How do you know if guys come to the island and Jeffrey's like, yo, look at all these beautiful women. And you're like, oh, snap, this is crazy. Let's, you know, we're drinking.
Well,
we're
some would say you know a difference between a 14-year-old and a 21-year-old.
Maybe, but from between a 17-year-old and 18-year-old?
Yeah, nah.
That's a little bit hard to tell. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
There's women that are older and look younger. And there's women that are younger that look older. Same thing with guys. You know what I'm saying? How many kids you meet that, you know, you're like, well, how old are you? And he's like 17. So you're like, there's a...
I met somebody the other... I saw my earbuds.
You saw your
I was like, yo, bro. I was like, yo, bro, how old are you? Nigga said 22. I was like, you look like you're 38, bro. Stop playing.
I think it was in the Dominican Republic. There's a Little League baseball kid. He's 14 years old. He looks like 18, 100%.
What about the hockey player that just won with no teeth? He looks like a kid.
Yeah. Okay. See what I'm saying?
Did you see the State of the Union? He brought the whole team. And the main guy is this young-looking kid, and then you see him against his other players. It's like, yeah, they look like this nigga don't belong here.
Yeah.
Like, he's that young. But no, the nigga's old. You know, he's older. He's not a teenager.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't ask, or even if you ask and they lie to you, it's like, what do you want me to do? You want me to say, show me your ID?
Yeah. I need to see it. You should nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, yeah.
McDonald's is pumping them up.
But then you got that. But then maybe you do have guilty people that are like, yo, bro, how old is she? Okay. All right. Is that the youngest you got? There might be people like that. You know what I'm saying? But they're mixed in with the ones that are not. So now we're guilty by association.
Forever.
Forever.
for something.
So some people are gonna listen to this and they're gonna be like, you guys are just defending the perverts and the pedophiles, and it's like, I want the court case.
Yeah, bring them to court. Yes. Arrest the pedophiles. Put them under the jail. I don't care what you do to them.
But bring me the court case. All this speculation and conversation and side talk and assumptions and your guy, my guy. Look at your guy. Look at this new photo.
How many people you know you that are listening to this right now that I got accused of something you didn't do? And you're like, what do you want me to say to you to prove that I didn't do this?
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, it was you, 100%. You're like, it wasn't me. You know?
Yeah.
How many guys got accused of cheating by the girlfriend? They're like, I didn't. Like, maybe something like you got drunk one night and you needed a ride home because you couldn't drive, and then your friend's girlfriend drove you home and she's like, I'm drunk.
Oh, they had sex.
You know what I'm saying?
They had sex.
Like, how many times people got accused of things that they didn't do? And they're like, what, you know? That's not right that you're accusing me of this, that I didn't do it.
That's exactly why I'm saying, like, yo, bring it to let's go to trial.
Show me the baby's body.
That's not enough for me. I need to see a judge, a jury. Yeah. I need to see the plaintiff.
No, but that should be enough to bring you to the court. Now we got four.
Right, no, right. You need evidence. You need something.
Because think about it. The United States government, people that Obama hired, are looking into this case. And they're like, there's nothing there.
And now Trump's people.
And they're all there working together.
All of them.
Yeah.
Both and sides,
like,
sorry.
There's nothing there. So, like, they'll look at a file and they'll say, I don't know, whatever. Some girl said, I saw Mickey Mouse there. Right? So they do the investigation. They're like, this is the only time Mickey Mouse was mentioned. Right? There's no proof that this is true. Let's black out Mickey Mouse's name because there's no, you know, we don't want to
mess up
Mickey Mouse name. Because some random person said I saw Mickey Mouse. We don't have no proof. They release the files. Somebody's like, who the hell is this blank person? You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And they're like, as a U.S. government, like, we can't accuse people that there's no proof that they did anything.
Knowing full well by redacting the names, they're going to make it look even worse.
Yeah.
But they have no choice because they're not trying to get sued by the people.
And then also the victims that were, you know, said they were there, they're blacking them out. They're like, that's not on us to reveal the victims. That's them. Let them figure it out. Statute of limitations has passed. Let them, if they want to reveal themselves, let them do it. But we cannot do that.
Right.
Black these out. Yeah. So, like, again, our conspiracy theorists will look at it and be like, oh, they blacked out because they're trying to protect Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. And Mickey Mouse has to be Donald Trump. Mickey Mouse
did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the government's like, I don't know, you know, we do things for our reasons. We can't tell you why.
Whatever. And that's why, Cash Patel, you shouldn't make promises that you can't keep because you didn't see what was in there and you were assuming that you were going to release something.
He started off as a conspiracy theorist.
He started, exactly.
He saw the files. He's like, oh, wow, there's really nothing there.
Oh, let's tell him who it is that's on there. It's okay. Don't worry. You know, they're on there, but they didn't do anything. No, you can't. You're going to get sued.
Or.
Uh-oh. Conspiracy. Here we go.
Everything is true. They're eating babies. They're raping, you know, whatever people. It's crazy. Cash Patel came in. They gave him the freaking spiel. Like, all right, now that you're in, we know where your family lives. In fact, watch this video. Is that your wife walking through the kitchen? Yeah, we have cameras in your house. There's somebody. Your neighbor next door. That's one of our agents. He's ready. He's ready to.
You're
raise
just
that.
Making it worse.
Yeah. So, you know, let's keep this on the wraps. All right.
So in other words, there's either something there or there's
nothing. There can't be no in between. There's no way.
There's no a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Because the people that work in the bureaucracy of the government, some of them got hired by Democrats, some of them got hired by Republicans. They all mixed things together.
Right.
So if the Republicans are trying to hide something, the Democrats can be like, I see it. I saw it. Well, why didn't Joe Biden release the files? Right? If there was something there on Trump, why didn't he do it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Why was Trump the guy to be like, I don't care. You figure it out.
Right.
That's your job. I hired you for that. You do it. I got other things to worry. I got to bomb Venezuela. Like, I got my own things going on here.
It's an argument that the MAGAs and the Republicans have where it's like, if there was, like you said, if there was something there, why didn't they shoot that? If they had a shot, why didn't they shoot it?
Yeah.
And why is it that?
That's a valid
argument. It is.
You had the power in your hands.
But then it goes back to the whole redacting thing where it's like, okay, yeah, Trump's released the files, but he's hiding something. Look at all the names that they're hiding. Exactly. And we just mentioned why it's necessary. But
that's assuming that Trump has the power to even do that.
That's assuming.
You know what I'm saying? That's assuming Trump has the powers to be like, hey, black out all these names.
Or and maybe
they have to do it. Follow the
but
law.
Or maybe he did one of those do it and see your wife here. Yeah, right there. See, she's in the bathroom. So, right. So it's either 100% craziness or it's 100% nothing burger.
Yeah. And I think I'm leaning more towards the nothing burger. And the only reason why is because I know within the government there are people that are against each other that will easily point each other out.
Right. Easy. They're looking for
shit. They can't wait.
I can't wait till you mess up.
Yeah, so I could put it out there in the world to be like, look, they're hiding things.
And if they don't, you know TMZ's out there all the time, boy. Exactly.
So if they all point the guns at each other, we're good.
Jesus.
They're all keeping each other under the microscope. We're good. You know what I'm saying? If it was just a uniparty, like just one, like if it was China, I wouldn't believe anything they say because there's one party that rules everything. If they want to keep a secret, they just keep the secret.
Right. It's in. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's, you know, but over here, it's not like that. Over here, we're all against each other. You know what I'm saying? Which is why you keep checks and balances.
Yeah. I was hoping this Epstein thing would, you know, eventually just bring it up. Let's go to court.
Let's do it.
No one's going to court.
But there's nothing there or the statute of limitations has expired. You know what I'm saying?
Or there's something there.
Or there's something there. And every single person is involved.
And they got, yeah, exactly.
Every
and
judge, no one wants every to, investigator.
Holy everybody. Moly.
And the only people that are like crying is the victim saying, please help us. And dude, every justice. Person they go to is like, I can't help you. Sorry.
If that's the
I
case,
I work for
bro,
a higher power.
If that's the case, that sucks to be the victim.
Yeah.
Where it's like everyone's in it. So how do you get, you can't get justice.
You can't get justice. No, that's it. You got to take justice into your own hands.
All right, we're done. I'm going to go to the next one. Remember, you guys know what to do. Don't listen to follow what he just said. We out. What do you guys think? You guys about that conspiracy theory, right? Yeah.
Is it a conspiracy 100% or is there really nothing there? Or is it maybe somewhere in the middle? What do you guys think?
We out. Peace. You're going to say something else?
Cut.
Cut.
Hopefully that one.